Turn your Bibles to Matthew 26. I'll read verses 59. The Bible tells us that when Jesus had been arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, that they took him and bound him, and they led him to the high priest's palace in Jerusalem. And verse 59 says that now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death. I'm going to be speaking here about his Jewish trial. Jesus was Jewish because of his religion. He was a Roman citizen because he was born in a Roman province, which made him a Roman citizen. Jesus had two natures, divine and human. Both were on trial and on totally different charges. Neither judge could agree on why he should die. They could only agree that he must die. The Jewish judge, the high priest, found him guilty of being too divine. The Roman judge, the political judge, Pilate, found him guilty of being too human. Before one, he was too unworldly. Before the other, he was too worldly. Before one, he was too heavenly. Before the other, too earthly. From that day on, the church too would be condemned on two charges, either for claiming to be too divine by some, or else for being too human by others. If Jesus had been taken in the temple and stoned on the many occasions when his enemies prepared to do so, the many prophecies concerning his sacrifice as the Lamb of God would not have been fulfilled. When earlier the Pharisees had told him that Herod had a mind to kill him, Jesus said that he would not deliver himself to death in Galilee, but in Jerusalem. He told them that no man could take his life away, that he would lay it down of himself. But in the garden, when all of his disciples abandoned him and fled, he said to the priests, "This is your hour, the power of darkness." Evil has an hour, of which he so often spoke. In that hour, God gave to evil the power to effect a momentary triumph in which the spiritually blind would think they had won a victory. The hands of the wicked are bound until God allows them to work. The power of darkness could not touch Job's property or his person until God allowed them. Neither could they prevent Job's prosperity returning when God willed it. So too, in this hour, darkness would have power, yet would be powerless at the resurrection. The soldiers bound him, led him away. He was not driven or dragged. He went on his own free will. He would be led as a lamb to the slaughter. He was first led to Anna's house. Then he was led to the high priest's palace. The chief priest and the council sought witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. Yet many false witnesses came. They found none that could agree. And then at last came two false witnesses. And they said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" Of course, we know Jesus never said that. That was a false witness. And the high priest arose and said to him, "Are you not going to answer these witnesses? What's this that they are witnessing against you?" The Bible says that Jesus held his peace. And then the high priest put him under oath and said, "I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus' reply was this, "You have said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of glory. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.